Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
So as of today, with a lot of prayer and soul searching, I am suspending my presidential campaign.
I think we got the in and the out of that. Herman Cain announcing that he's suspending his campaign. I don't know if there's, I guess there's news there in the sense that it was up or down whether he'd stay in until January or get out now. But I think pretty much anybody who had a brain or a clue knew that he wasn't going anywhere. And so the end of all of that, the money to Herman Cain just about all dried up. He got the message. So he's out. So how does that make the rest of the campaign look, whether it's Romney? Many people think it's down to Romney and Gingrich. Are you agreeing with that or not? 800-510-8255. That is, do you think that there now is a two-man race? Are there any other contenders? Michelle Bachmann, is she there? Perry is certainly number three and a strong number three. I'm sorry, not Perry. Ron Paul. So how does it all shape up in your mind as this drama continues? And that's what it is. It's drama. It's political drama. 800-510-8255. Here's a reporter, Alex Wagner, on Cain's decision to end his candidacy.
Were you consulted in the decision that Cain came forward with in suspending his campaign?
Of course. One of the things that you consider when making this decision, my job as political director for the campaign is to manage our state staff and operations and figure out a path to victory in each of those early states, Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, Florida, and beyond. So my analysis of the situation is to look at what do we need to do in each of these early states to be able to regain the support that we once had that would bring us back into the lead. How much time do we have to do that? How many resources do we have to do that? And is there a credible path to victory? Because he said all along that he's not running for second place. He's running to win.
Were you consulted about yesterday?
Certainly.
About
all of us. All of us had input into this decision. Ultimately, it's a very personal decision for Mr. Cain.
Absolutely.
Himself.
So when did you know what the end result was going to be? When did you find out he was going to suspend his campaign?
We all watched on TV the same as everyone else. Truly, it was a decision that he kept very, very close to the vest, very personal decision for himself and for his family. While all of us had input into explaining our various functions and to helping him do that analysis, ultimately it was a decision that he made on his own.
So
most of us found out at the time that it was announced publicly.
So, Bo, that decision then, do you feel it was the right decision?
It's, you know, Herman Cain is a businessman, and he made a decision based on what is best for him and his family personally, as well as a business decision in terms of what can we do to win in each of these states to go on to victory. So he's looking at everything from what can I do to satisfy the questions out there about these allegations. What sort of resources are available? How much of my support can come back if that is done, and how long do we have to do it? So he takes all of that calculus, and then he also has a very, very personal decision to make as well, Alex. Thinking about his wife and his family, seeing these things on TV and in the newspapers week after week after week, they're a very private family, and what kind of a toll that takes. You can imagine a wife, a daughter sitting at home and seeing these things said about your dad or your husband week after week after week. And so it's very much a personal decision as well as a political decision.
800-510-8255, at the end of the Herman Cain candidacy and its impact. Chris Wallace on the Sunday Morning Fox program talking to Michelle Bachmann pretty much about the same thing.
Your reaction to Herman Cain dropping out of the race, did he do the right thing?
Well, that was his decision. I do know this. He brought so much energy and goodwill to this race. I think he has a marvelous personality. Everyone enjoys him. And he's an intriguing candidate, a good candidate. The race was better for having Herman in the race, and I really enjoyed talking to him all throughout the race.
let's talk some practical politics, because some of the polling shows with Kane out, Newt Gingrich picks up more of his support than any of you other candidates. First of all, do you believe that? And secondly, how do you reach out to Kane supporters and try to get them to support you?
Well, actually, beginning yesterday, our office had call after call after call of people who wanted to switch over and come and support me, because people realized that I'm the true Tea Party candidate in the race. I started the Tea Party caucus in Washington, and I brought 40,000 people to Washington, D.C. to fight against Obamacare. People recognize that I'm the real deal. I'm authentic. I'm genuine. And I think we're going to pick up a lot of the support from across the country, people who formerly supported Herman Cain.
Congresswoman, you have spent more than 60 days in Iowa this year, and you've held more than 120 events, and yet in the latest Des Moines Register poll, you're tied for fourth place at 8%. What's the problem?
Well, there is no problem, Chris. We're within about 30 days now of the all-important Iowa caucuses. And as we've seen, this is like a political Wall Street. The candidates have gone up and down. And what people are finding, they're looking for the true, consistent conservative in this race. And they're getting surprises. We launched a website called NoSurprises2012.com. And on that website, people see of all of the candidates in the race, I am the true, consistent conservative. And as the layers are being peeled back and as the candidates are being examined, people see in me someone who opposed the $700 billion Wall Street bailout. That's not true of Mitt Romney or Newt Gingrich. I opposed Obamacare. That's not true of Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich. And also on climate change, both of them were in support of efforts regarding climate change. I opposed it. So as the candidates are looking at who is the true conservative and who's going to fight for them and who's going to stand on the stage and debate Barack Obama and shred his radical policies during the course of a debate, I'm the only one who can do it, because I'm the only candidate who's not compromised.
You know what? I'm getting tired of listening to her. I was tired of it at the beginning. She kind of faded in and out. It's always I. I'm the only one who's done this. Maybe it's the only way you can get the point across, though. Frankly, she annoys me. What does she do for you? 800-510-8255. Not as strong there's a crop of candidates. And Romney's probably somebody who could beat Obama, depending on how he plays his cards. I'm not so sure about Gingrich, and that's what people have to be thinking about, if those of you who are in the anybody but Obama crowd. 800-510-8255. The weekend talk programs on television, the Sunday morning shows that bring around a real strong focus into the political arena. Certainly all the GOP hopefuls are happy to get their time there, and we have more of them coming up for you here on The Countdown.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
Are
friends,
you sand or snow? Clothes. Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SevaClear, risk-free. SevaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SevaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can, with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
Make sure your omega-3 is fat-soluble.
Omega-3s are all about DHA.
EPAs are an omega-3's best friend.
Confused by what to look for in an omega? Then try new ProNutrients Omega-3 from the makers of Centrum. Its triple-action mini-gel goes beyond heart health to also support your brain and eyes. ProNutrients Omega-3, one of the new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Our Monday edition focusing on the interviews with the weekend, most of the Sunday morning shows, the various candidates. Here's Candy Crowley on CNN talking to Ron Paul about where all of Herman Cain's supporters will go.
This was a man with huge appeal to the Tea Party, and who does leave right. some voters in Iowa and elsewhere looking for another candidate. What is it in Ron Paul's campaign that might attract a Herman Cain, former Herman Cain supporter?
Well, I think you mentioned the right word, the Tea Party people, because actually the Tea Party was started during the last campaign 4 years ago with our campaign. It's morphed into different things, and it's broad-based, and it's not monolithic. But there are a lot of people who call themselves Tea Party people that did like the independent-mindedness of Herman Cain. So I think that we'll probably do better, even though some people are saying, oh, no, they're all going to go to so-and-so. But, no, I think that, and we're paying a lot of attention to that because obviously they're going to go somewhere in the next week or so. That's going to happen. So I'm optimistic that we'll pick up some votes from there.
I don't know if you know it, but you're in a bit of a tiff with Donald Trump at this point, who was told that you were not going to participate in a debate that he apparently is going to host. And he said nobody takes him seriously. He's a clown, et cetera, et cetera. I know you did not want to participate in the debate because you feel similarly about Donald Trump. Do you think the Republican Party hurts itself by having a high-profile debate with Donald Trump as the moderator?
Well, yeah, and of course, some of that debate was going on from one of the staffers that liked to take him on, but obviously that he was representing me. But yes, I think they hurt themselves. But you know, in the statement that I approved, it said that one of the concerns that I had was really how he was treating the Republican Party of Iowa, and he didn't treat them well because he had agreed to come to their biggest fundraiser of the year because he was talking about running when he changed his mind about not running. He canceled them. They had to cancel the event. And that was a bit of an insult to them. So I've gotten a lot of good, favorable responses from the people of Iowa, even the people in the party that appreciated the fact that I mentioned that because they were very unhappy with the way he treated them by just stiffing them and walking away from it, and they were left holding the bag.
Ron Paul on with Candy Crowley talking about him and how he's perceived probably one of the most blatant examples of news media bias is the treatment of Ron Paul. Many of you, if not most of you, agree, understand that the news media is extraordinarily biased. It's not really the news media anyway. It's the snooze media, maybe better terminology. More talk about who's running for what, Romney and Gingrich, and how much money they're taking in. It's the 21 after on the countdown.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com, or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour now, the Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. I'm Doug Steffen, bringing you what are, from the weekend anyway, the hot hits. A couple of things front and center, and certainly what all of the candidates have said about Herman Cain bowing out. Who does it impact the most, and why? NBC's Meet the Press, the panel of quote-unquote journalists, because they're more gabbers than journalists, talk about the impact of Herman Cain getting out.
Well, he was defiant when he got out of the race, and he didn't say it was specifically that there was anything in these allegations and that was why he was leaving, but this has dogged him for the last couple of weeks, and he wanted to put it to rest. It was interesting to me, David, that his wife was up there on the stage with him. It's always curious when political wives are sort of paraded up on the stage at moments like this, why he chose to put her there and why she chose to be there. But it was also because to be honest about this, was his campaign ever going to go anywhere? I mean, he got an awful lot of attention from the national press. He was part of the sort of absurd reality show of this campaign at a time when America faces huge issues and huge challenges. We had these sort of whimsical, rather fluffy distractions, which were never actually going to get Herman Cain into the White House. He was never really going to be a serious candidate. Even those who supported him didn't actually think he was ever going to be president of the United States. And he had to leave the race really it was the allegations of an affair that pushed him out, but he was never actually going to be the candidate or the president of the United States.
Mark Halpern, we're talking about major moments of the week and why they mattered. Why does this matter?
It matters because Mitt Romney is going to be the Republican nominee unless someone consolidates the conservative wing, the anti-Romney wing of the party against him. And Herman Cain maybe might have been the nominee, I think, but he certainly has some supporters around the country. He's got grassroots energy in Iowa, in other places, in South Carolina, in Florida, and now Newt Gingrich has a chance, likely to get Cain's endorsement, to scoop that up and to be the one person who can consolidate all that anti-Romney sentiment in a way that could stop Romney from being the nominee.
Joe McQuaid, what do you say about this?
I think it matters because it clarifies the Republican field that much more. While I agree, I don't think he was ever going to make it, I think that had more to do with his complete and total lack of campaign staff and experience. When he came up here last week, we asked him, "Didn't you think you might have wanted to walk before you ran for president?" And his answer wasn't satisfying. And he didn't have that much support in our state of New Hampshire. But I think it's going to break and probably break towards Gingrich's favor somewhat because they're looking for someone with passion. The anti-Romney's got to be a passionate guy. Kane was a passionate guy.
Here's Roberta Giacina, a talk host with a reporter from CBS on the numbers here.
What do you think this means to our major candidates in that Republican race? Let's start with Mitt Romney. Even a blip on the screen for his campaign?
Well, we'll have to see. Basically, Kane was the beneficiary of a lot of conservatives who didn't like Romney or weren't ready to go with Romney. So he doesn't have that many supporters left. The most recent Iowa poll has Kane down to about 8 points. But it looks more like Gingrich or one of the other non-Romney candidates might be the major beneficiaries. But it does take one big story out of the mix and maybe gives a little more focus.
Yeah, and one very big interesting story we might add. Let's talk a little bit about Newt Gingrich. How will this affect his campaign? Do you think he will be the big beneficiary here?
Well, it seems as if he already is. The Kane campaign has been tumbling for a while in the polls, and as I said, this Iowa poll that was done this week, some of it was released yesterday, showed Kane going from 23 points to 8 points, but Newt Gingrich zooming up there in the lead. So I think Gingrich has already picked up a lot of those conservative supporters of Kane who are looking for an alternative to Romney. And in some states like Florida, Gingrich is way ahead. So I think Gingrich, at least short term, has very much been the beneficiary.
But Romney's got more money in Florida than Gingrich. It's 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. Conservativevoice.us/Doug.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, the holidays can really be stressful.
Especially when you get the credit card bill.
Well, not at Rent-A-Center, because you don't need a credit card.
Get the brands you want and the flexible payments you need.
With no long-term commitments.
It's like taking a holiday from holiday bills.
Have a worry-free holiday at Rent-A-Center. Right now, get a special price on 60-inch LG HD TV with delivery and setup included. See Rent-A-Center.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want me to
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com
and iTunes.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Second half hour of this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen as we review what happened over the weekend. I think it's getting a little bit to the point of overkill with the Herman Cain thing. Enough already. Having said that, though, we'll spend a few more minutes listening to two hosts, Garrett Quinn and Mike Dahan. They have a phone caller on their program, and the subject is what happened to Cain.
What do you make of this? Herman Cain was a relative unknown. He was popular with some people in the Tea Party. I'll be pretty clear. I never liked the guy. I thought he was sort of I thought his entire campaign was purely for vanity reasons. It never struck me as this was a serious thought. I didn't think Herman Cain woke up in the morning and thought, hey, there's a serious chance I might be president of the United States. I think Mitt Romney does that every time he looks at the mirror. But I don't think Herman Cain ever thought for 1 minute that he would actually be in the position to be president of these great United States of America.
So that begs the question, what did he want?
Well, why do you think Herman Cain ran for president? Do you think he wanted to sell books? Did he want to actually change the country? Did he want to raise his profile so he could up his speaking piece? What was the point of Herman Cain's run for president of the United States? I can never take Cain's sort of just intellectual laziness with his approaches to everything. It was very, it just struck me as very fake and lazy, to be quite honest. How can you, who's Becky Stand? Come on, really, guy? Mark, go ahead.
Hey, guys, how you doing? You know, you can suspend going to college and suspend, you know, exercising or something like that. I don't know how you suspend running for president unless you...
Well, that's assuming
you
this
take
campaign
it back
is
up
run
in, like,
on logic.
October or something, you know, a month before, I don't know, the election. You know, I'm non-political. I'm either Republican or Democrat. And I think one of the big reasons why Herman Cain got so much attention was that they didn't want the other guys like Ron Paul and John Huntsman, who are highly intelligent, ultra-conservative and libertarian, but also very solution-based. And a lot of those solutions take on the big establishments, like the military, foreign affairs, and the Fed. And I honestly think that. I think if you gave those guys that much attention, both Huntsman and Paul, the attention you got Herman Cain, a lot of Americans would be listening and maybe thinking differently. That's just my take on it. because I don't know why anybody intelligent would listen to Herman Cain and not listen to Ron Paul and go, well, one guy is going to sell books and the other guy actually has something intelligent and viable to say.
Okay, up next, let's get away from Herman Cain. Here's Talk Host Jim Browdy with CNN's John King about how well the Newster is doing in the polls.
A New Hampshire poll out, a Gingrich within 10. Other polls have Gingrich crushing the field in Iowa and South Carolina. The longer this goes and the closer Iowa, 5 weeks, 6 weeks New Hampshire get, the more real this deal is, no?
It's about to get very real. And again, there are three debates between now and the Iowa caucuses, three Iowa debates in December. So we'll see what happens in those debates, and they have a chance to reshape the race. But now the voters get their turn. We're inside 6 weeks now. We're a little more than a month away, really. And so Iowa will vote. Assume that Mitt Romney will be leading in the New Hampshire polls the day of the Iowa caucuses, whether he has a 10-point lead or a 12-point lead or a 30-point lead. I'm not going to say it's irrelevant, but he will. Let's assume he's leading. And then you have Iowa votes. And what essentially happens every time, remember what happened with John McCain in the past, George W. Bush in the past. John Kerry came back because of his win in Iowa over Howard Dean. It's like Yahtzee. They put all the names of the candidates in the cup, and they shake the dice, and they throw them out again. And sometimes they come out the day after Iowa looking nothing like they did in New Hampshire the day before Iowa. Sometimes it doesn't change much, but sometimes what happens in Iowa gets everybody in New Hampshire to say, all right, let's think again.
But what I mean is the longer that no horrible new thing comes out about Newt Gingrich, unlike what happened to Cain and Perry, the more one has to believe that there's staying power here, that he's not the flavor of the week like his three predecessors, no?
There's staying power because there is power in ideas, and that's a good thing in our politics.
I agree.
Yeah, this is a very consequential election, and we've been talking, we just started this conversation about something that is not going to get anybody a job, that is not going to affect the price of gas, that is not going to affect U.S. foreign policy, or that is not going to decide whether we redo our education system, whether we redo Social Security and Medicare. This is an incredibly consequential election. There's a big choice between a Democratic president who believes government should have a stronger lever in your life and some Republican candidates who don't. It's a good philosophical debate the country needs to have. And Gingrich drives it because he's an ideas guy. Now, we're learning more about, you know, the money he made after he took office. And there's no question he conceded this to me in an interview the other night. He was able to make tens of millions of dollars because he was Speaker Newt Gingrich, not just some guy from, you know, Brooklyn or Dorchester called Newt Gingrich. Does that wear thin? Do people say, oh, yeah, he's a politician. Oh, yeah, he's one of them. Because he has become, in an odd way, he's the most Back to the Future guy in the race. In an odd way right now, he's the new guy because he's different. And, you know, as Cain fades, voters are looking for a safe place, if you will, an alternative to Romney. And look, Romney's been the luckiest guy so far. Gingrich might be having that luck at the moment in that Perry was supposed to be the alternative. He has faltered and he's not been able to get his legs. Cain is faltering. There's a lot of questions. You know, can John Huntsman somehow find an opening in New Hampshire? And the answer so far has been nobody sees it, but that doesn't mean it's not there. It's hard to say, I've said this from the beginning, it's hard to see the Republican Party looking for new leadership going back to Newt Gingrich. However, you have to vote for the cards on the table, and he right now is a rising card.
Newt Gingrich and how he's doing in the polls, he has endured shifts in position, shall we say. He's changed his mind on Libya, changed his mind on climate change, changed his position on health care. The business about him being involved with Freddie Mac is almost astounding when you get right down to how much money, as John King was just suggesting, how much money he's made. It's also interesting to look and see how now Gingrich is doing in the money department and how Romney, who we don't seem to be talking about very much, even though he's pretty much on the top of the pile, and the reason he may be on the top of the pile is because he's so good at raising money. He's even outraising President Obama in many states. For example, in Florida, Romney's collected about $2.5 million so far, as compared to $1 million for the president. About $1 million in Virginia, as compared to $875,000 for the president. And the list goes on. Michigan, he's done very well in Michigan, which is sort of his home state, even though he moved to Massachusetts and was governor there. But he's able to raise more money. And that may be the thing that pushes this around. He's getting close to getting an endorsement from George H.W. Bush, apparently. The old man, it'll be interesting. I think George Bush, the son, was interested in Perry. But we all see how that's turning out. Okay. So up next here is Ron Rosenbaum, radio host Ron Rosenbaum and Adam Platt, talking about the situation with Gingrich as it exists. And
wasn't Gingrich the guy who championed cap and trade at one point?
I believe so, yeah.
Wasn't Gingrich the guy who literally, I don't know if he invented it, but I think it was came out of the Heritage Foundation, the idea of the mandate for
individual mandate.
Individual mandate, which now is, you know, right up there with Mein Kampf is one of the most hated ideas of all time, right? Mm-hmm. That was Gingrich, was it not?
I believe so.
And did an advertisement, did he not, with Nancy Pelosi, the hated Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House? Is that the same Newt Gingrich?
And I believe it was sponsored by Al Gore's group, Alliance for Climate
Protection. Correct. They invited you to go to the website, which in turn led you directly to Al Gore.
Ooh.
Okay? I don't know if you knew that or not. It was, in fact, Newt Gingrich, and I'm quoting here, there's a new synthesis evolving with the classic moderate wing of the party, where as former Rockefeller State Chairman, I've spent my whole life identifying himself as solidly in a moderate wing of the party, starred with Nancy Pelosi, paid $312,000 by ethanol interests, and then said ethanol is good for national security and for the economy. Was that the same Newt Gingrich?
I believe it was, yep.
Okay, what else have we got? Just recently, when on NBC's Meet the Press and called Paul Ryan's Medicare plan radical and right-wing social engineering. That was Newt Gingrich, was it not?
Yes, it was.
Which candidate bragged to CNN that he's the most seriously professorial politician since Woodrow Wilson, one of the Democratic icons, President Woodrow Wilson. I can go on and on and on. I'm just wondering.
Well, but that takes care of Gingrich. So you're saying that Romney is a more conservative candidate? Didn't Romney once say that he's going to preserve a woman's right to choose and protect all pro-choice laws in any way?
Yes, the quote exactly was, I am quoting here, I will preserve and protect a woman's right to choose. I'm not going to change pro-choice laws in any way.
And didn't Mitt Romney also brag about not being Republican during Reagan's presidency and said that if he's elected, he would not return to Reagan-Bush policies? That was Mitt Romney, right?
And he also famously said, I do not line up with the NRA.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what else did Romney say?
And he also told Planned Parenthood he supported state funding of abortion at one point.
Well, he told Planned Parenthood also that he supported the substance of the Supreme Court decision in Roe v. Wade. Was that not Mitt Romney?
At one point, yes, that was his.
I don't think I'm quoting
position.
Him out of context. I mean, you know where we're going here. I mean, how can they stand it? I mean, how can they stand having the top two candidates be anything but conservative at a time when we've probably got the most vulnerable Democratic president since Jimmy Carter?
Yeah, he's very vulnerable. The problem is people don't understand the definition of the word conservative. I think that's part of the problem here. And it's always semantics and it's always meanings and little nuance here and there. And so if I were to say to you right this minute, who do you choose? Who do you pick? Is it Newt Gingrich? Is it Mitt Romney or is it Ron Paul? Because that's where it's boiling down to those three. The rest of them are irrelevant. So help yourself to 800-510-8255. Email to Doug@DougStefan.com and follow the countdown on Facebook. Facebook.com/Doug Steffan will get you there. 15 minutes before the hour on the countdown.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, the holidays can really be stressful,
especially when you get the credit card bill.
Well, not at Rent-A-Center, because you don't need a credit card.
Get the brands you want and the flexible payments you need
with no long-term commitments.
It's like taking a holiday from Holiday Bills.
Have a worry-free holiday at Rent-A-Center. Right now, get a special price on 60-inch LG HD TV with delivery and setup included. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist bacon with a 720 flip, catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a stink bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long. and scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking.
Emergency, the fizzy fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergency, feel the good.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
Time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now, 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior's water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a snap. Every water you'll enjoy.
Eight hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
800-510-8255. All right, let's get to one more overview of Newt Gingrich. This time, it's host Esme Murphy talking to another analyst. My God, the woods are so full of these analysts. Wouldn't you like to be able to make the money that these guys are making for just yapping? And they focus on Gingrich.
Newt Gingrich has a clear lead. 25% of those surveyed in Iowa said they plan to go to the caucuses and say they support Newt Gingrich. Paul is at 18%, Romney at 16%.
Yeah, what we're looking at right now is Gingrich has leads in three of the four early states. He's leading in Iowa, South Carolina, and Florida, and he's gaining ground in New Hampshire, which everybody had conceded to Romney. And this is interesting because about 3 weeks ago, I'd say maybe even 2 weeks ago, you had Romney leading in all four of the early states. And so this is pretty dramatic at this point, where we're not even talking about margins of errors now in Iowa. We're talking about clear lead for Newt Gingrich in Iowa.
I mean, this is remarkable. I mean, who could have forecast this? I mean, he looked like he was so done, so out of it. And you also have to wonder, hey, Tim Pawlenty, maybe you should have stuck around a little longer.
It's possible. It's possible that he might have been able to stick it out. But I guess what we need in terms of having sort of a second life, but what we have to look at is where that second life is coming for Newt Gingrich. And it's coming not with the moderates within the Republican Party. It's coming with the conservatives. My suspicion is that Tim Pawlenty never was going to capture the people that Bachman, that Perry, that Kane, and now that Gingrich seems to be capturing. And so maybe he should have stayed in, but I think he would have been scrapping it out with Romney. This really looks like, Gingrich is benefiting tremendously from the collapse of the other real conservative candidates.
All right, so as Gingrich rises, do you wonder about him? He's very good at being professorial, but he's also got a reputation for having a bad temper. kind of like what John McCain had. Is he the president America needs? Is Mitt Romney the president America needs? We pretty much have mostly decided Obama's not the president America needs. Up to the moment, that's the way things are going. The financial crisis in Europe up next.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The European Union and the financial situation they find themselves in has been something a lot of people wanted to talk about. So you're welcome to join us now at 800-510-8255. How does this affect you, do you think? If we let the European Union countries handle their own economic problems, do they have the wherewithal to do it? There's lots of money all around Europe. So why do we have to be involved? What are we worried about? What's our input? What should we be thinking? It's a financial problem. Some people call it a financial crisis. We need Goldman Sachs to do what they did in America overseas. The thing that we've been told all along, remember back when this thing first blew up in America, we needed to help the insurance companies, we needed to help the banks, because everything around the world was so intertwined. Our banks were involved in Europe and in Asia, and our investment opportunities, our investments were not just here in America. The Wall Street people needed to in whatever way they could involve themselves in saving the financial well-being of Europe and in Asia. Here's Denton in Missouri with some thoughts on our getting involved in Europe's financial situation.
In a short word, to make it sweet and pretty, I think we're witnessing global fascism. I think we're seeing the birthing pains and the side effects of the same, and it's all hooked to global economy, global marketing, and slave labor. I believe you're witnessing all of this come together at once, and I don't see how in the hell you're going to fix it unless you reinstitute the sovereignty of these countries. And that's about all I got to say about that.
800-510-8255, global fascism. You agree with that? Here's Bobby in California, who thinks Goldman Sachs will force us to bail out all of the European banks that are in trouble.
Goldman Sachs, they own 30% of the euro. They is not going to let that get bankrupt. They own 30%, so America's going to bail them out anyway, because Goldman Sachs, They all in the United States government. They've been in the government since, what, 2000? that all you see is Goldman Sachs over years and years and years. No one's never going to get them out because they give people the most money for their candidate. They're never going to get Goldman Sachs out. And that's who crushes the euro anyway.
800-510-8255. There's an announcement that came from the European Central Bank that it is ready to act more aggressively to fight Europe's debt crisis if political leaders agree on much tighter budget controls. There's a 17-nation eurozone that's the primary focus of all this. They're meeting this week to try to figure out what to do. And our question here is, what do we do in America? Marlene is in New Jersey, thinks there's no reason for us to be bailing out any of the European banks or the countries.
Why are we bailing them out? How many people know that Germany, Italy, and France hold more gold than the United States of America? We're bailing countries out that are richer than us. We're on a currency that's worthless, and when people really find out, we're in trouble. And one thing I want to say about the European Union that most people don't know, the people of Europe did not vote for the European Union. It was shoved down their throats through treaties. I'm in my 60s. Let me tell you something. America has been bailing out the rest of the world since the Second World War. When they wanted to close some bases about 30 years ago in Germany, the Germans went berserk because they're living off of our bases in certain towns over there. Enough! We're bankrupt!
Yeah, most Americans are wondering, what the heck are these people talking about? We're going to go help them out? How come they don't come help us out? I think that's the attitude a lot of people have. In Europe, there's a new fiscal compact that would be the most important signal from the euro area governments embarking on a path of comprehensive deepening of economic integration, whatever the heck that means. It means we'll all get together and save ourselves. I guess that's part of what needs to be done this month. Jay in Atlanta wants to know where these European countries were when we needed help.
I think that we need to stay out of the eurozone. Whenever we had our crisis in 2008, the Europe could have helped us, but they didn't. I mean, Bear fell, Lehman fell, Fannie and Freddie, we ended up bailing them out, AIG, we bailed them out, and the Europeans had tremendous exposure to AIG. So, I mean, why should we help them out when they didn't help us out whatsoever?
What about the what about the governments in the Middle East? Is it in their best interest to be involved in European banks? They, after all, do a lot of trading there. More questions than answers, it would appear. But we're out of time in this hour of our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Thank you for being here. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 59 past the hour. Storable food.